Some 200 mayors met this week in Washington for the U.S. Conference of Mayors. Key issues covered were homeland security, poverty, hurricane relief, and the economy. One other important topic was how cities should be preparing for a possible avian flu pandemic. Here to talk with us about this are Mayor Greg Nickels of Seattle and Mayor David Wallace of Sugar Land, Texas. Thank you both for being here.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Now, Congress has recently approved funding for avian flu preparation.
Right.
Where would you put federal money in your preparation plan? Where do you think the biggest need is?
Well, I think there are a number of different areas. We need to make sure that we have a chain of command for our police, fire, public works, some of those essential type of services that you have to have if you have a third of your workforce that is off.
One area that I would add to what Mayor Wallace has said is what's called surge capacity in the healthcare system. In our region, we would expect 1.2 million people to be infected. Probably half of them would be clinically ill. And so that means tens of thousands of emergency room visits, of doctor's visits. And our healthcare system really is not at capacity to be able to deal with that. So the federal government, I think, has a role to provide us with some planning dollars and maybe some capacity building so that we can add on to the number of people who we can give help to at a point at which they can still be helped.
I think we learned a lot of lessons as a result of Katrina, as a result of Rita. And one of the things that we did after Katrina, within 48 hours, we had converted our old city hall. We had recently moved to a new one. Our old city hall into a hurricane resource center where we had a level one trauma, we had x-ray, we had people looking for jobs, looking for housing, food, a number of different things. But what we saw was the creation of that type of a facility to react. And now that's something that we are using as a best practice, as if we had to do something, if we had to convert our schools into these clinics, what physical structures do we have and how do we best move forward with that?
Mayor Nickels, you've actually received an award at this mayor's conference, a best practices award for your plan. What are the key elements of the plan?
Well, the key elements are first to understand it's inevitable. Not this particular flu, but a pandemic is inevitable. It happens on a cycle and we're overdue. Secondly, while generally the pandemics are not orders of magnitude worse than the general flu that we could expect to see every year. In 1918, 1919, the worst case, millions of people died, 3 million in the United States. And we need to understand and prepare for the worst, hope for the best.
How do you communicate that to your citizens without panicking them?
Well, you start, I think, simply. If you go to Seattle now, you'll see in many public restrooms a card that tells you about hand washing. We begin by telling people, you know, make sure you cover when you cough and you sneeze. If we get into a situation where we think a pandemic is beginning, we obviously ratchet that up and just talk to people, you know, real simply about things you can do to protect yourself.
Mayor Wallace, do you think that it's easier as a local government to communicate with your people about things like this than, say, something coming down from the federal level?
I do, most definitely. And I think from the preparation perspective, we look at it with the Houston-Galveston area, that if we were to create vaccination centers for our region, we would need to create about 100 vaccination centers in order to staff it. I'm not just talking about nurse volunteers, physicians. We would need 17,000 people.
So most cities are most concerned about just the ability to care for all the people who might be sick.
Oh, certainly.
Not and enough hospital space.
Yes. Externally, that's the big concern. You want people to have access to care, to the therapies, and ultimately to the inoculations that will come. And then internally, we need to be planning for how we provide service, make sure our employees stay home when they really are sick and not spread the disease. We also are looking at a new approach. All of our firefighters are emergency medical technicians, EMTs. And that means we have essentially 1,000 people who are available who have a level of a medical training. And whether it's a pandemic flu or if we were to have a smallpox outbreak or something like that, we think that's an asset that can be used more effectively in the future than it's been thought of in the past.
Mayor Greg Nickels of Seattle and Mayor David Wallace of Sugar Land, Texas, thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.